Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi Laura, this is Amy from Alaska, and I'm considering exploring an online bank to open a savings account with higher interest rates than I'm currently getting at my local bank. Can you provide some pros and cons and any tips on choosing an online bank? Thanks.
Thank you so much for your question, Amy. I love that you're thinking about making your money work harder for you. In this episode, I'll review what you should know about using a high-yield savings account, or HYSA, including tips for choosing the best one, and how to get the most from an online bank. Hey friends, welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. I'm Laura Adams, an award-winning author, money speaker, and financial spokesperson who's been bringing you tips and advice weekly since 2008 with over 41 million downloads. I want to thank a couple of people who reviewed the audiobook version of my latest title, Money Smart Solopreneur, a personal finance system for freelancers, entrepreneurs, and side hustlers, which is rated 4.5 out of 5 stars overall and 4.8 on my narration. Amanda M. says, I'm 2 years into my entrepreneurial journey, and Laura was very helpful. There's a lot to learn, and I'll probably buy the hard copy of her book because I want to be able to flip back to the pages I'll need again in the future. And T-Mont says, this book had tons of information and great narration. I will reference it quite often. Wow, Amanda and T-Mont, thank you so much. I always appreciate your kind words and love it when my content helps you improve your personal and business finances. And speaking of kind words, our QDT team would love you to take a moment to rate and review Money Girl in the podcast app where you listen. You can also send me your feedback or your suggestion or question for an upcoming Money Girl show by calling 302-364-0308. You can leave a message just like Amy did, or you can email me from my contact page at lauradadams.com. All right, let's get into Amy's question. So just like the name indicates, a high-yield savings account or high-interest savings pays higher interest than traditional savings. With the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes over the past years, some high-yield savings offer rates more than 10 times the national average. And that average is 0.46% APY as of early November 2023. The highest APYs are usually offered by relatively small online banks. They don't have the high cost of maintaining physical branches, and therefore the bank's savings can be passed to customers through higher interest rates, allowing your money to earn more. While choosing between a high or low interest account may seem straightforward, I mean, who doesn't want to earn more on their savings? High-yield savings accounts come with pros and cons to consider. So let's explore the potential benefits of putting your money in a high-yield savings. Number one is higher annual percentage yields. So obviously, a considerable advantage is earning more interest with a high-yield savings than with a traditional savings. One of the ways you earn more is the frequency of compounding, or how often interest is accrued. For instance, Annual compounding means interest is only calculated and paid once a year. Many banks offer monthly compounding, where interest gets calculated and paid monthly. But the best regular and high-yield savings accounts have daily compounding, where you get paid daily. A savings account that pays interest more frequently is better, even with the same interest rate, because you earn more. Here's why. Let's say your account pays 4% APY and you deposit $10,000 at the beginning of the year. If it compounds annually, you'll earn $400 at the end of the first year. But let's say your savings account compounds monthly, which is what many mainstream banks pay. You would earn $407.42 at the end of the year. Now, some regular savings and most high-yield savings accounts compound daily, which is what you really want. That would pay you $408.08 at the end of the first year. Now, I know earning an extra 66 cents for daily versus monthly compounding may not seem like a big difference, but with large deposits and more extended periods, your interest really adds up. Plus, many high-yield savings charge no monthly fees, which is a nice bonus. Now, let's compare a 4% high-yield savings with regular savings. If you kept $10,000 in a typical account, earning the national average of 0.46% and compounding monthly, you would earn just $46.10 at the end of the first year. So that's $361.98 less than you'd earn with a high-yield savings account that compounds daily. Banks state their interest rates as an annual percentage yield, or APY, which reflects the effects of compounding. Note that annual percentage rate, or APR, does not include compounding. So you want to pay attention to an account's APY when comparing your options. All right, the second benefit of a high-yield savings is deposit protection. So opening a high-yield savings at a bank or credit union insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, that's the FDIC, or National Credit Union Administration, or NCUA, protects your funds up to a legal limit. Both types of insurance cover up to $250,000 per depositor per ownership category, such as individual or joint ownership. So if your traditional or high-yield savings institution fails and your funds get lost, FDIC or NCUA insurance automatically steps in and reimburses you, usually within just a few business days. You don't need to apply for coverage. You don't need to do anything. Just be sure your institution offers it. If you have over $250,000 in savings, you can spread it among multiple insured banks or credit unions to ensure you're always protected. Again, that coverage limit is per institution. And sometimes your institution may even offer coverage limits that are higher than that $250,000 limit if requested. So ask your bank about that. They may be able to accommodate you. All right, the third benefit is low risk. Since saving accounts pay a known interest rate and most get covered by FDIC or NCUA insurance up to limits, they come with virtually zero risk. That is very different from investments like stocks, mutual funds, or cryptocurrency, which fluctuate in value and can lead to significant returns or losses. But getting the safety of a savings account means even high-yield savings typically pay less than many investments. But in return, you're going to rest easy knowing your cash will be there plus interest when you need it. That's why it's essential to save, not to invest, any money that you're going to dedicate to short-term goals. That could be maintaining emergency funds, taking a vacation, or buying a car in the next few years. However, it is not wise to save money for long-term goals like retirement because you likely will not earn enough to outpace inflation. That could leave you short on the income you need to be comfortable throughout your lifetime. All right, the fourth benefit is liquidity up to limits. Savings accounts are more liquid or accessible than certificates of deposit or CDs, which typically have a fixed term, and they also charge penalties for early withdrawals. Like CDs, high-yield savings accounts pay higher interest, but without the commitment of having to lock up your money for a period. Similarly, retirement accounts like an IRA or 401k are excellent places to grow your long-term nest egg, but they lack liquidity. That's because you typically have to pay a pretty hefty 10% early withdrawal penalty if you're younger than 59 and a half. Plus, you're going to pay income tax on amounts not previously taxed. Most high-yield savings allow you to access funds through online platforms, mobile apps, and debit or ATM cards. Your ability to make withdrawals and transfers anytime makes it the perfect place for emergency cash and any money that you're allocating for short-term goals.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Next, don't give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Let's go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, now let's turn the tables and talk about the downsides of using a high-yield savings account. Number one, variable interest rates. So savings accounts typically offer variable interest rates that are tied to the federal funds rate, which means APYs can move up or down at any time. While banks are not required to update their rates the moment the Federal Reserve changes interest rates, most eventually adjust them. Also, high-yield savings accounts offer sign-up bonuses or even higher rates for new customers, and that higher rate could decrease after a promotional period. Some of the highest rates may only apply to tiers of deposits, such as amounts over $5,000 or over $10,000, with your lower balances qualifying for a lower rate. In addition, high-yield savings may require you to maintain a balance or even make a certain number of monthly deposits to qualify for the top rates. So be sure you understand the terms you have to meet to keep an enticing APY. Okay, a second downside are potential fees. So if a high-yield savings has a minimum balance, you're going to get charged a monthly fee if you don't reach it. And while most high-interest accounts don't charge excessive fees, you're typically going to pay for overdrafts, using an out-of-network ATM, and making wire transfers just like you would with any, you know, regular savings. The third downside is that transactions may be limited. Due to a banking law called Regulation D, savings accounts have historically been limited to 6 monthly outgoing withdrawals. So meaning you could only move money out of the account a maximum of 6 times within a month. However, the Federal Reserve loosened that requirement in 2020, allowing unlimited transfers or withdrawals during the pandemic. And while the Fed has not reimposed those savings transfer limits, some banks and credit unions may choose to put limits in place. So exceeding their limit could result in fees or restrictions on your account. So you want to be sure you understand the withdrawal rules for any high-yield savings account you're considering. The fourth downside is no physical locations. Since high-yield savings are typically online-only banks, they may not have a physical branch that you can visit. So if you prefer face-to-face customer service, or maybe you need to deposit cash regularly, a high-yield savings account may not be the best choice. However, some online banks have partnerships with ATM networks where you can deposit cash, but it could be a hassle depending on where you live. To sum up, a high-yield savings account can be an excellent place to keep cash for short-term needs. You receive above-average APY, relatively easy access to your money, and extremely low risk. However, keeping too much money in savings could hurt your finances in the long run if you don't earn more than inflation erodes your wealth. Even the highest APYs lag behind average annual stock market returns, which historically have been about 10%. Underinvesting and missing out on the potential growth of a well-diversified portfolio could be one of the most significant risks to your future financial security. So let's say you're ready to choose a high-yield savings account. You want to see how different institutions stack up with the following features. So first, you've got to have that FDIC or NCUA insurance. Ensure any online bank you choose has those protections in case of failure. You're going to compare by APY. So that's the percentage that includes the effects of compounding and represents how much interest your money will earn. Fees. These could include overdraft fees, monthly service fees, and more that you should understand. Minimum opening deposit. This may not be required, but it's going to show the least amount of cash you're going to need to open an account. Minimum balance requirement. Again, may not be required, but every financial institution has its own rules and could charge you a fee if your balance dips below a threshold. You want to look at convenience, including ATM availability, mobile banking, withdrawal limits, and various features that make it easy to access and manage your savings. Customer service. So based on what you're likely to need, like contacting someone by phone 24/7 or chatting with an online help desk, you might look at reviews to gauge the quality of an institution's reputation for their customer service. Product range. So think about, do they offer other products you might want, like checking, CDs, credit cards, if you want to have everything at the same institution. But there's nothing wrong with having a high-yield savings account at a different institution than where you have checking. And lastly, security. Look for institutions that offer two-factor authentication, encrypted communications, and other online security features. Like any bank or credit union account, opening a high-yield savings account does not affect your credit scores. You'll have to provide your full name, address, social security number, and a government-issued ID to open the account. And once your account opens, you can link it to your checking account for easy withdrawals and transfers, including your initial opening deposit. While an online-only bank may not be the best option if you need in-person service or a wide range of banking products, using a high-yield savings account with a competitive return, no fees, and user-friendly features is a terrific way to earn more money on the savings you already have. Thanks again to Amy for the question. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg. A big welcome to our new director of podcasts, Brendan Gaitchus. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin.
That? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.